From Samach Zayin Abayz, the very bottom of the page, we had Rabbi Yechanan who said that a Baal Kedi is like a Zav that has to leave the two camps. Not only can they be Machan Shchinen, nor can they be Machan Levich. Meisa, I'll ask you a question. It says in the Braise, Boil Nida, that someone who has a relationship with the Nida is Kitami Meis, has the same din like a Tummy Meis. Mai, in what regard is like a tummy mace? Ilema lutumasam. If it's just a tummy that what your tummy for 7 days, just like a tummy mace, a tummy for 7 days. Hai tumashiva kasabe. It says in Fashion Taylor already. That the Ksiv Ba'ebe. It says in Fashion Taylor that someone who's boiling it is tummy for 7 days and vice versa. And so to tummy mace. What do you need a braisa to tell me that for? Bahai tumashiva ksibe. It says both of them tummy 7 days. I love lemachanois. I'll tell you the camps. Since the Sefer is talking about the camps, which camp, just like a tummy mace, only has to leave machan eschine. So a boil nida only has to leave machan eschine. So if that's the end of the braisa, the beginning of the braisa, when it talks about a balkedi, is like a tummy shed. It's talking about also, it's talking about the camps, that you only have to leave machan eschine. Not like Rabbi Yochanan says that the balkedi has to leave the two camps, including machan levir. Since the Sefer is comparing it when it comes to the camps, also about the camps. Says the Gemara, why do you draw that conclusion? Does it say that clearly? Hakadisa. The Sefer is talking about the camps, and the Reisha is talking about that that even an Einus, just like a shed as it falls down by Einus, you become Tamei, so too by Baal Kedi. That's it. Nothing to do with the camps. A Baal Kedi is like a Zov, like Rabbi Yechanan said, two camps. Okay, maybe that's another question. It says in the Braise that a Metzeda is Chamer Mezav. A Metzeda is stricter than a Zav. And a Zav is Chamer Metami Mes, and a Zav is stricter than Tami Mes. And we know a Metzeda has to leave all 3 camps. A Zav only has to leave 2 camps, and a Tami Mes only has to leave the Beis HaMikdash, only 1 camp. Then the Braise says, Yotza Balkeri. Balkeri sounds like it's an exception. She Tami Mes Chamer Memenu. That Tami Mes is stricter than a Balkeri. So what do you mean Yotza? My yotze, lav, it means yotze miklal zav. It's no longer, even though it should be similar to a zav, it's no longer part of the zav. And where is it now? Uba lechlal tummy mace. It comes under a tummy mace. And why the tummy mace chamen? Since tummy mace is stricter than a balkedi, and yet a tummy mace only has to leave the base of migdash. So too, a balkedi only has to leave the base of migdash, not like Rabbi Yechanan. And permitted to mach levia, not like Rabbi Yechanan. A kasha Rabbi Yechanan from this brisa. Says the Gemara, no. Lo, yotze, that's not what it means at all. Yotze memachin tummy. It should be, this is what Bryce meant to say. Really, a balkedi should be no stricter than a tummy mace, because a tummy mace is stricter than a balkedi. And really, a balkedi should only have to leave the Beis HaMikdash. Should be able to enter the machin levia. But no, yotze. It went out of the camp of the tummy mace, memachin the tummy mace, which means it not only does it have to leave the Beis HaMikdash, but the nichin the machin azov, it's included in the camp of the machin azov, like Rabbi Yochanan, that it has to leave also machin levia, the Temple Mount. Avagav, the tummy mace, even the tummy mace is stricter, nevertheless, that's the din. Why? Remember, we learned from the word v'chol. So we learned from the word v'chol to tummy mace. What are we including in tummy mace? Something similar, which is tummy sheretz. And what are we including in v'chol by zav? Something similar, which is balkeri. Says the Gemara further, Tani Tana Kamer Avizcha Bavdime, Tana Lem Before Avizcha Bavdime. It says in the Pasik, V'yotza El Mechutz L'machane. It says somebody has an experience which is not Torah. What should he do? The Yotzi should go El Mechutz L'machane. He should go outside of the camp. And then it says, that's like a mitzvah say. And then it says, so which we were referring to Lucheda, if it only says one camp, obviously the very first camp, which is Machane Shchina. And then it says, Lo Yovei El Techa Machane. He shouldn't enter the camp of the Lav. Which camp is that? Zumach Levia. That's how we know. The Mekan. From here you learn out Le Balkeri, like Rabbi Yechon, Le Balkeri, She Yetze Chutzushte Machane. So leave 2 camps. He said back to him, I don't understand. He didn't even enter yet the second camp, and I think he'd take him out already. All it says is he has to leave Machan Eshchina. We don't know where he is yet. He hasn't gone into the Machan Levia yet, and you're telling him to get out of Machan Levia. He never got in there. You already tell him to get out. Rashi begins in Amale Akati, parallel to Gemara. Akati loy
ayam.
Amale Akati loy yalte afikte. He didn't yet. He didn't go in, and you already tell him to go out. Adayin lo yichnas til machlevia. He didn't enter the machlevia. V'kvar haytseisa memenu. You already told him that he's now talking going to machlevia, but didn't get into machlevia yet. The midik amit. Since you tell him lo yover the teicha, you tell him don't go inside. Miklal de oimechutla means where is he standing right now? If you tell him not to go into machlevia, where is he right now? He's standing outside of it. Ukama, you tell him Loicha go in. Well, Kati Loishtoim Bezesh, Yetzer Machnes Chine. You're just in the process of telling him that he has to go Machnes Chine, and that means he didn't go out yet. Where is he standing right now? If you're telling him that you have to go out of Machnes Chine, so where is he standing right now? Machnes Chine. So he's not standing yet outside in front of Machlevia. So what do you already tell him not to go to Machlevia? We'll see in a minute what the point is. But Oymid be Machlevia, Lashalchimene, you're already standing Machlevia, tell him away. Vukamazel, Lashalichon, not to go in. Kila Kvayot, as if he went right out of Machnes Chine. Akati loy, Ayalti, Kloy, Madaila, but Alchinisase, Matele, Afikte. You just were telling him that he's inside Machlevia, going to get out, and you're already telling him as if he's already outside in front of Machlevia, they don't walk in. That's one version. The Gemara then gives another version. Lishnachin, the Gemara gives another version. The question was, Akati le afikte, he didn't leave yet the Machlevia Shchina, and Yalti, you already took him in. What do you mean, Rashi? Lishnachin, Gassin, Akati le afikte, Yalti, a dying lo yitzrach, lo tzez be Machlevia. You never told him necessarily Machlevia, you already told him don't go in. Ukvar, he's artish lo yichon go in. Rahainu, like by Machlevia Shchina, it says you have to go out. And by Machlevia, you start to don't go in. You also told him not to go out. Rahainu, Yalti, Kvar, Atem, Dabbe, Bechitase, don't worry about going in. What's the Gemara trying to lead to? Back to the Gemara. What's the Gemara trying to say? We believe, Ela Ema, we believe that, say it the other way around. Mechutz le machne, when the Pasuk says, go out of the machne, zu machlevia. Go out of machne levia. And then it says, lo yovo el teicha machne, zu machne shchine. Don't go into the machne shchine. That's what we're talking about. Go out of the machne levia. And Kolski shouldn't walk into the machne shchine. Rashi. You have two choices, make a left turn or a right turn. You can either go to Machne Shchina or you can go to Machne Yisrael. So the Pasuk says, now that you're exiting Machne Levia, I don't want you to head in the direction of Machne Shchina, I want you to go in the direction of Machne Yisrael. Shabbos and lots of men are Yechonis be Machne Shchina. Don't go into the Machne Shchina. Vila habiksivish te Machne. Had the Torah not written twice the word Machne, have a meaning of Mukminila, would have said, but Oymid be Machne Shchina, that he is standing in Machne Shchina. We always take the lesser of these. We would just assume that he's a Machne Shchina. Umatzicha lots of men, he got to walk out of Machne Shchina. But that's it. Aval Oymid be Machne Levia, but he would be standing in Machne Levia. Then Eimish Talech, let's have to leave it all. That's what we would think. Hashta de Kasvinish te Machne. The Torah has two Machne, so now we know he has to leave both camps. We know Al-Korchin Hochimuk, leave the Machne Levia and don't enter the Machne Shchina. Says the Gemara, how do you know? Maskil Ravina, how do you know? Says the Gemara, Ravina has a question. Aim a letter, say, Idivi, Idi, the Machne Shchina, maybe Abal Kedi only has to leave one camp, the Machne Shchina. So what's his idea that he has to leave and he shouldn't walk in? V'laver Ola, Ba'asei, V'loisase. Why can't it be, there's an Asei that he has to leave and a Loisase, he shouldn't go in? We find many Avedas you have an Asei and a Loisase. Why can't it be the same thing in Haino Torah and Tufin camps? Says Gemara, very simple. If we're talking about the same camp, Machne Shchina, you're telling me that you have to leave and tell me don't go in, then why repeat the word Machne twice? Im kein le makrad, all the pasuk should have said is the yatsa el mechutz la Machne, leave the camp, and belova elayav yotech, and don't go back in and don't go in. Lomeli hamachne lomeli. Why have to say the word hamachne camp twice? Shema, no, we're talking about two different camps. Litan le machne cheres, two different camps. Machne Shchina and Machne Levia. Machne Shchina, you have to go out, and Machne Levia, you have to go out, but Shchina, don't go in. Rashi. Im kein, if so, name, let's say, Vishom and Machne Vela Yavid, let it just say, leave the camp and don't go in. Melishtoik, and do not have to mention it all the camp again. Okay, back to Gemara, the two dots of Michu Krov. The Mishnah allows you also on Shabbos to also do Michu of Krov. What's Michu of Krov? What does Michu of Krov mean? Korbayim is the intestines. What do you mean Michu? What are we allowing him to do on Shabbos? Some kind of melacha deraisa. What are we allowing him? My Michu Krov. Rav Huna, who says shemenakvim besakin. We allow you to puncture it with a knife and squeeze out all the dung because we don't want it to hot and you're not allowed to do anything with the Motzei Shabbos. In the meantime, we'll go off. We don't want to go off. So therefore, we allow you to remove all that junk. Rav says, you know what it is? It's shirka de ma'aya. It is all this junk that's sitting on top of the intestines. The nafke agadruskana, when you take a knife and you start cutting, the cutting of the slicing of the knife takes away all the scraping the knife, takes away all that external junk. Rashi, menakvim besakun, sheyetze harei, you want that all of the junk to go out. Sheim ya nichenu betoich, if you allow it to stay inside, yasrich will go off. Kaidim shetel for dak. Loshen michi, what is the origin of the word michi? Shemoitzi peresh raka. You're taking out all of this dung. This the nimchas betecha that's disintegrated inside the shampir belaz kemoi umemacha v'shayfich, it disintegrated inside and you pour it out ukemoi hamcheu disintegrated grind down the gummy and you can swallow it That's one pshat. So from the word disintegrating and then turning into liquid. Lish nachrin michi lashin nikiva. The word michi is a puncture. The chibul and to wound. Himche zecher amalek. Himche doesn't, Rashi doesn't mean erase zecher amalek. It means to destroy zecher amalek. To wound the memory of amalek. Interesting. So that's what it means over here also is to puncture. That's one pshat. Upshat Rashi. Shirke de maya. It means lecha ha aduka. It means all this moisture and gunk that's attached to the intestine. So if you take a knife and you squish on it, then it sort of squeezes it out. Uvelaz limun michui loshen dover bozi means something which is degrading. Before the time was something repugnant. We'll see in a minute. Where do you find this word? My time to chibad ab with it. I've noticed from the chibad and pasuk. It says the charvays mechim godim yechelu that the bird, the dilapidated houses of the mechim of the bad people or the fat people is godim yechelu. The strangers will end up eating it. My mashma, what does that have to do with anything? Kidem metag. What's with charvays? Kidem metag. Rabbi Yisrael. He said metagim v'nichseyen dereshia. The estate, the assets of a Russia, tzaddikim yechazgan, and that tzaddikim will yashin it. So the mechim is a rishayim, the repugnant people, bad people. The same thing here is, he says that michui, krova, is to get rid of the junk that's next to the, that's stuck to the intestines. Rashi, rishia, alma, dovara, vishonihuri, something bad and something that's despicable. So anyway, right, now that we bring this posse, at the beginning of the posse says, v'ro, chwasim, that the sheep should go out there and pasture kedavram like they said or like they were told. What does that mean? Like the Nevi'im spoke about it. The second half of the pasuk that the chorvas or the zeshayim is gadim yechelu. Gadim yechelu are the tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim will consume all the possessions of the zeshayim. Rashi, we're all chwasim kedarim, chwasim are the soul eden, kemedu bebom, kemashuv tucha de novia, like a novi promise. Mike, you know, mahi, oisa avtocha, what's this avtocha? And the pasuk, hain avtocha, vecharvas mechim, godim yachelo, tzadikim, the tzadikim, ad heino, kegodim, veteshavim. Till now, they were only like wanderers, and like when people live there, I can take over. You say it's all one pasuk. That what was in the V is like the second half of the pasuk. Had it said the word charvas out of above, you're right. It's all one pasuk. It's a new thing. It's not that this was in the V. The V is one thing. And another thing, tzaddikim will take all the possession of the Rishayim. So what's this in the V is that we're talking about that Rishayim will lose out? That tzaddikim will be empowered, that they will be chayim meisim. Even though more tainus will say that only the Eibush has the key of the tchiz meisim, in the future tzaddikim will be chayim meisim. Here it says uruch vasim kedabram, that the sheep will go wander kedabram like it says in the Levius. And what does that mean? Ksiv hasim. We have another pasuk where it says in the pasuk that yaru boshan v'gilad. It says there. It says yaru boshan v'gilad. And it said that Yiru, that they will pasture in Bashan Gila Kimei Olam, like the olden days. Now, what's referring to who's Bashan Gila? Bashan is Elisha. Bashan is referring to the Nabi Elisha. And what did he do? He was Mechayim Meisim. How do you know Bashan refers to Elisha? Because it says over here, Habba min Bashan, Elisha stems from Bashan. How do we know that? Shenema, there's another pasuk where it says, it says the names, the following names. V'yani, v'shafet, ba'boshan. We know there's a person called Yani, a person called Shafet, lives in Boshan. And what do we know about Shafet? Uksiv Nazapathic, it says that poi Elisha ben Shafet. It says over here that Elisha, the son of Shafet. So Elisha, the son of Shafet, came from Boshan. Asher Yitzchak Maim Eliyo, that he poured water on Eliyo. So therefore, we know that Boshan refers to Gilad. And who is Gilad? To Elisha. And who is Gilad? Eliyo. Haino Gilad Eliyo. Shnemar Eliyo. That I come from Gilad. So we see that Eliyo comes from Gilad. So the pasuk that says Kimei Olam is talking about Eliyo and Elisha. And what do we know about them? And they were Mechayim Esim. So that's what it says. And it says Rukvasim that they will, in the future, the sheep will all have this kayach. Rashi. The end of the pasuk is a relation. Like you said, it's a whole new matter. Ella kibdu ba mag din aviyas the reisha hani kral chananel kibdu be elisha be liyav be elisha shehech yus amesim both them mechayim amesim kach yu kol tzadikim as kach yich yu kol tzadikim amesim the tzadikim will resurrect the amesim yiru v'ro l'gzeri shava we have yeshava yiru v'ro that's what's going to happen in the future yani v'shava v'boshen v'shava ru avish elisha v'fa elisha chesiv elisha v'shava. Says the Moravaiter, how do you know? But Shmuel Chaim Meisim, Asidim Tzadiki Chaimeisim. How do I bring another pasuk? How do you know Tzadikim in the future will be Chaimeisim? Shneema says, Oid will come a time that Yeshu is a Kainim, is a Kainim, is a Berchavis Yerushalayim. That the old men and women will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim. The Ish Mishante Beyoda, and the men will have the sticks in the hand. Merayv Yamim from the old age. Suddenly we only go to the men. What happened to the women? Uksiv. Another pasuk says, V'samta mishanti apnei nar. I'll put my stick on the pnei nar. This is about Elisha. He said, "I'll put my stick on the pnei nar," and he was mechayim mesim in the nar. So we see that these anashim are the ones who will have the curse to mechayim mesim. Rashi. By the Gemara, Ula Rami, Ula asked a question talking about that will happen times of Mashiach. I'll ask you a question. Ksiv it says, "Bilam of the netzah that will come. The whole inyan misa will stop." Ksiv and it says, "Kehana ben meya." People live a long life. That a child, somebody 100 years old, yamad kumanat. Oy, he died as a kid, but we'll see. Misa still exists. Like kasha, can be Israel, come back. The Eden will live forever, and the goyim will die. Tell you what, Aku, my boy, also what a goyim doing there. The Ksiv it says, "Va'amdu zaru zarim." There will be strangers. Will be goyim. The roots and they are going to pasture. They're going to graze your sheep. And then the goyim ichrechem will be those who take care of your fields. The kamechem will take care of your vineyards. So we'll be goyim. Those who will serve the Eden. We already had other gemaras. Well, every Eden will have plenty of goyim who will serve them. So that's how. So the goyim will die, and they'll die also a little bit long age, a long time. Rashi builds a mavis. Yevula malachamavis shlo yishla. Malachamavis will no longer have any ability to kill anybody. But Yisrael ksiv will be lamavis. But by goyim they'll live. Talking about right to talk about Mashiach times. Rav Chizor Rami Ksiv, it says the pasuk that will come a time which the Mashiach will come. It says the chafra halavana, the levana will pale, uboisha chama, and the sun will be ashamed. The Eibishter will rain, and the light of the sun, the light of the moon, will pale into non-existence. But another pasuk says the hoya oira levana keila chama, the Mashiach will come. Moonlight will be as strong as sunlight. And the oil chama, the sunlight year will be shiva saim, 7 times 7, 49 times. Ka'oy shiva yamin, like the 7 days. So that means like one day will be 7 times 49. It will be 288. It will be 343 times of the sunlight of a day. So we see the sun will be brighter. What do you tell me, Amaisa? What do you tell me, Amaisa, that it won't be bright? That it'll be the chafra and boija faket. They'll be even stronger, like kasha. So one answer is kan la'olam haba, kan la'olam haba. There are two periods. La'olam haba will be a lot stronger. And la'olam haba, when David shall mamash be begolui, then you won't see the sun and moon at all. All the gloom of today will pale in existence. Ooh, for the Gemara, Shmuel, we had a number of times in Shabbos, no place. Amar ain't been olam haba Mashiach el shem ma'achil levad. There was no difference in now and times of Mashiach. So the sun will be then just like today. So what are the two periods? Ma'ikol meimer. So he says, idi olam haba, in olam haba gufe, like kashik, kan b'machin shchina, kan machin tzadikim. Within olam haba, there are two sections. There's Machan Shechina there, the moon and sun won't exist at all. And the Machan Tzadikim there will be a lot stronger than today. Rashi. There's no time for Rashi. Back to Gemara, Rav has a question. Ksiv, it says, Ani Omis V'chayit, Abishah says, I will put to death and I will give life. Mochatzti, I will make sick. V'ani Arp, and I will heal. So we learn from there, sorry, skip the line.
No, you didn't.
No, Rav Rami. Ksiv, Ksiv, yeah. What are you both talking for? If the Abishah can give people life, people after the dead, Marpele Kolshkin, surely he can cure somebody who's still alive, just sick. This is what the Torah is trying to say. The Post is trying to say, don't think, because the Gemara asks in Sanhedrin, this is one of the psukim. Don't think that I can get certain people to die and other people to come to life. People are born, people die all the time. No. The very same person that I put to death, I can bring it back to life. Just like when a person is sick, that person is cured. Same thing is when it comes to them to Misa. From what we learned, Ani Amaz Bechaya, Yochel, Misa Bechaya, Bechaya, Bechaya. Talking about the Braise, clearly. You would think that he kills one person, Bechaya, Bechaya, and give life to another person, the way of the world. Machatzti Vani Erpe. Ma Makar Defu Bechaya. Just like when it comes somebody sick and he becomes well, it's the same person. Misa Bechaya, Bechaya, the same person. Mekan Tshuva, from here's a response. Lo, I mean, those people who argue ain't chias amesim etayde, we prove that it is. Dovrach, another pshat. Another pshat is there's a question. We had the end of Ksugas. When people come back at Chesem Eisim, will they come back sick and the Nevi Shah heals them, or the Chatchil will come back healthy? So we learn from this Pasik. First of all, the way you were, the way when you died, that's how you come back to life, with all your chsreinus and all your flaws and everything else. But once you came back to life, I want you to appreciate what I'm doing. If I do while you're dead and you come back, you want to appreciate it. I want you to remember, come back, what you were like when you passed away. And then suddenly you feel like a young man again, and healthy, or young woman healthy, then obviously then you'll appreciate it much more. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that hektach halavim you can do on Shabbos itself. Tanya, we learned, Omer Abshimin, boyu re'ei kamal chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Look how much Abishah loves a mitzvah b'shaita. You could have done it on Motzei Shabbos. Why be mechal Shabbos? Yet we suspend the laws of Shabbos so you can do it right now. Something we have to talk about, we'll talk maybe in Arab Sochim. What is the difference between the concept chaviva mitzvah b'shaita and zizim magdimel mitzvahs? These two different expressions don't look like they mean the same thing. That we have a mitzvah all day to bris milah, but we want to do as early as possible. Same thing here. You can do the mitzvah by day and by night, we want you to do as early as possible. So what's the difference? Yet the wording sounds very different. So we'll discuss it in another talk. Says you are right. Shari hektech halavim vevorim b'dorim. You're allowed to do this all night long. And yet we don't wait till the dark, you do it straight away. Says you are right. Another thing that we go through, then you're allowed to. Then we say, but the following shvusim are forbidden. The following shvusim are forbidden. What? Har kavosai, carrying it, v'hava asai, bringing it chutz tchum, and then also we discussed about removing a wart. You're not allowed to remove a wart, even though it's only a shvus. Now we had in Erevin, the very last Pedic in Erevin, we learned differences between the base of Migdash, and we learned there's no shvus in the base of Migdash. Did we learn you're allowed to remove a wart? So how do we reconcile over here the Gemara Pesachim with the end of Erevin? For anyone to mean, I'll ask you a question. We learned in the Pedic, choit chin yevel b'migdash, that in the base of Migdash, you're allowed to remove a wart. Avaloi Medina, but not in the Eretz Yisrael. No, the whole Issa Midrabanan, the Eretz Midrash we're allowed to, and the Chutzla, and the outside Eretz Midrash not allowed to. But then it's at the Imbe Kli, but if you did it with a proper utensil, then it's not only the Rabbanan. If you did it with your hand or with your mouth, it's Oshini, it's only the Rabbanan, so Eretz Midrash, we suspend the certain Rabbanan. If you did it with a Keli, it's Osa, Kan, Vikan, Osa, it's Osa, either here or there, because that's what the Eretz said, we don't suspend the certain Eretz. Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Yezachin, so how do we reconcile our Gemara and Gemara Erevin? Two answers. There's one answer for Rabbi Lazar, one answer for Rabbi Chanina. One of them, we don't remember who says, it says, EDV, ED Biyad, Sai Psachim, Sai Erevin, it's talking about Biyad. So how come Erevin allows it and Psachim doesn't allow it? Ha, Belacha, Ha, Biyavesha. Over there, in Erevin, it's talking about it's dry, you give it a flick with your finger, it falls right off, and you're not really cutting it off. Therefore, you're allowed to. Over here, it's Lacha, it's moist. So since you could have done it Erev Shabbos, why wait till Shabbos? Therefore, we don't allow it at all. It's a strong shvus, and a shvus they could have done before Shabbos. Why should we allow you to do Shabbos? That's one answer. The Chadam, the other one said, no, you know, different from Sochin Erevin is, Eid Yvid Belach, they're both talking about moist. So, how come in Erevin we allow you? V'lekasha, ha b'yad, in Erevin it says you're doing it by hand, and takin, he said, the Rabbanan, but we suspend the suit and the Rabbanan based on Migdash. Ha b'kli, hit on my key, which is the Raisha, that's why you don't allow it. Now the mother wants to know why each one doesn't answer what the other one answered. L'man d'amar ha b'yad b'kli, the one who said, well, they're both talking about lacha. But I'm over there, and every time I be yad, therefore he says, "Oh, Yisra Bona, we allow it, and here, Tomah Bekei, we don't allow it." My time, why doesn't he learn about talking about biyad? And the Lekash, why doesn't he give the other answer? They're both talking about biyad with your hand. That's not a question. Ha belach and lach atak is aser. Say lach is aser, and ha beivesh, and here, Tomah, and the more in Erev, Tomah, when it's dry, that's why you're allowed to. Says he, you know why? Because I think that dry wouldn't be called cutting, because it just touch it and falls right off. Flakes right off. Amalach Yivesha, Mifra Prichi breaks right off. That's not cutting. The Mishnah would not have used the word chaitchin. Must be a lacha, it's moist, that's why it's cutting. And yet, in one Mishnah says you're allowed to, one Mishnah allowed to, must be one habikeli habiyad. Well, the man dama, the other answer we gave, idivid biyad, they're both talking about your hand. And Valay Kash, we says no problem. Habalacha, when it's moist, and therefore it's asr, because you could have done it out of Shabbos. And that's Algamar. And every time you wait, it's dry, and therefore you're doing a Shabbos. My time, why doesn't he give the other answer? Lomar, idivid balacha, both of my moist. Valay Kash, habiyad, why don't you say both of my moist? One is talking about my hand, which is only the Rabbanan, and therefore we allow you to be submitted, that's Erevin. And here, okay, that says asr, I'm not allowed to. Amalach, Kaili. Haktani Osa, that very Mishnah clearly said, but if you did it by Keli, ha v'ha Osa, why did the Mishnah Pesachim repeat it again for? That's why I don't want to give this answer. Hasa mean b'kli, kan v'kan Osa, the version of Mishnah, that if you did it with the Keli, with the utensil, it's Osa everywhere. What do I need this Mishnah Pesachim to repeat it? It's a good question, Taka. So why does this person answer it? The other one does answer it. Ha diktani kli. You know why this Mishnah magic kli? Ha ha plukta de Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shua Asa Shemina. Come teach him. Ma ho machle de Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Lezer holds that machshirei mitzvah doichin Shabbos. Rabbi Lezer holds you're not allowed to use even a keli. That's why we mention it here. Says he motivated. Amar Rablezer brings a whole kalva chaymer. Madach we allow Yisur in the Raisa. Surely we shall allow Yisur in the Rabbanon. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, I show you priest and look at Yomtiv. Yomtiv we allow Yisur in the Raisa. Allow Shchita yet you do Yisur in the Rabbanon. And Rablezer says, what are you comparing me Yomtiv? Yomtiv is only the Shus. You don't have to do it. Mashenkin here is a mitzvah. For mitzvah should be allowed. Why does he hold, so that comes out that Yeshua holds that Yom Tov is also a mitzvah, and that's why he compares the two. And Rabbi Lezer holds that Yom Tov is not a mitzvah. What's going on here? Says the Gemara, famous Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua Latamei. Rabbi Yeshua, who brings an analogy from Yom Tov to Pesach, hold the Amar Simchas Yom Tov Nami Mitzvah. Eating on Yom Tov is also a mitzvah. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Lezer Oymer, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Lezer says, Ein Leila Adam be Yom Tov, you have a choice. Elo oichel v'shais, eat and drink. O yoishiv v'shais, you sit and learn. And that's also simcha. Either one is simcha in the Torah. Rabbi Shua Eimer, no. Chil kei, God divide in half. Chetzi la'achila, v'shtia, half should be for eating and drinking. And v'chetzi la'beis ha'medr. So you definitely have to have simcha. So according to Rabbi Shua, eating on yantaz mamash ha'mitzah. According to Rabbi Lezer, you don't have to. You can learn the whole day, and that's this equal simcha as this. Says the Gemara.
You still got chetzi.
What chetzi? Who?
He's still saying half you have to eat.
So. Who said that? Rabbi Shua said that. Rabbi Lezer, you don't have to. You have a choice.
Correct.
Rabbi Shua holds a mitzvah to eat. I don't care which half it is right now. That's why he says there's only not a fast more than half a day. If they have a mitzvah before, but on Yom Tov. But according to Rabbi Lezer, definitely there's a mitzvah. According to Rabbi Shua, there's definitely a mitzvah to eat on Yom Tov. And Rabbi Lezer, there's no mitzvah to eat on Yom Tov. Zero. Because you can learn a whole day, and that's good enough.
If you had a Zonis Fahrendabler, then you can double it.
Yeah, exactly. Says Gemara weiter. Warum Rabbi Yechon? Rabbi Yechon says, "Shnei mikach dosh bo dash nesh in pasi." Kosev echad says, "Mo pasi gat tzeres la shem al kecha." The kosev echad oimer. Another pasi says, "At tzeres tiyel lechem." So the Chayzus Tiyel says, "The Eibushet lechem." Is Rabbi Lezer saver oy kul la shem oy kul lechem? You got a choice. Either you learn a whole day, and that's how you eat to the midst of Simcha, or you eat a whole day. Rabbi Shua saver chil keyu. No, part to zay, part to zay. Like Chassidim used to say, "Chetz lechem lechem." After davening, he would say, "I just finished the chetz v'chem. Now I'll go eat and do the chetz v'chem." Says the Gemara, "Amar Rabbi Lezer says, Hakol moedim batzeres. Even Rabbi Lezer, who I use as moedim when it comes to shvuas, the beinian nami lechem that on shvuas you also have to eat something. My time, yom shenit by teiru. Since the day man teiru, you want to show that we enjoy the teiru, so therefore we also have to Amar Rabbi eat. Amar Rabbi, so Teich already asked all the shayin mass. If so, if atzeres you have to eat, then it's still a question. Here we have a mitzvah of eating on Yom Tov Shavuos, and yet we don't allow shvuasim. So Teich Rebbe says that when he says it, Hakom Moedim, it's not from a pasuk. Not that we take the pasuk and Rabbi Lezer's Moedim that this pasuk is Chetzel Hashem Chetzel Chem Hashavuos. He's Moedim that with Rabbanon, it's a nice thing to eat to show that we're happy that we receive the Teich. It's not a burden. Amar Rabbi says Rabbi, Hakom Moedim b'Shabbos. Everyone's Moedim b'Shabbos. The Bina Melchem. Everyone's Moedim b'Shabbos that you need Lechem. And Shabbos also. My time of why it says the korosol la Shabbos only you should enjoy the Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yisrael basically says hakol moedim bepurim. Everyone's moedim bepurim. What is everyone? Even Rabbi Lezer who says that you can learn all day, it's good enough, but not when it comes to Shabbos and not when it comes to Shavuos, and also purim. The bein nami lechem purim also. You have to enjoy a meal, not learn only. My time of you may mishtev v'simcha k'sibbe. It says that the whole day should be a day of rejoicing.
So, that logic of purim, wouldn't it make more sense then that for Shavuos after you'd learn the whole day?
Right.
And the option in the so if we're saying the pasuk says mishta v'simcha by Purim, and that's a proof that you should be eating.
It's not a proof. That's why it's a mini.
That's why you should be eating.
No.
If we're saying that it's the Yom Shenitna b'Torah,
no.
Isn't that not a proof that you should be eating? That's a dafka.
The Rabbanan said we want to show that the Teda is came to this Gashmizdika world, didn't stay with the Malachim, came down here, so we have to go Gashmizdika. Plus, show that we enjoy it. Otherwise, people think it's a burden and you're not enjoying it. So we want to show, oh, forget, we're festive. When do you eat a meal? When you're happy. So we're really happy. But why are we eating a meal? Because we received the Torah today. Even though the Rishayim already asked, and actually Rebbe Yehuda talks about it, Rebbe Yehuda asked, but in those days, Matan Torah and Shavuos were not related. You had many times of Matan Torah because they worked on the calendar. They didn't work on the calendar, they worked on the Adim. You can have that Matan Torah should be after Shavuos. So what's the, why do you have to eat? And why Hakam Moedim being outside of being Lechem? What about in those days that Matan Torah didn't fall that time? So he wants to answer. That's why we say it's man Matan Torah. That's a Yoim Matan Torah saying it's man. It's the time. Day off, a day off, it doesn't really matter. It's this man. And then other different answer. But I think about it. Rabbi Levina, Kula Shosa HaViyasa B'Tanisa, a whole year he fasted. Lebar Ma'atzart, except for Shavuos, Upuri Upurim, Umala Yom Kippurim. Unfortunately, I have a hard time here. What, he fasted on Shabbos? Someone say he fasted every Monday and Thursday. But if Monday and Thursday fell out on Shavuos, or if Monday and Thursday fell out on Purim, or Erev Yom Kippur, he wouldn't fast. Now why? Atzeres, we just said Yom Shenit Nebay Teira the day Matan Teira. Puria is he made Mishter V'Simcha. Ksiv. And Mal Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, the Tani Chiyabarav Medivtir, Chiyabarav learned. You should pain yourself on the 9th day of the month. Who fasts on the 9th day of the month? He fasts on the 9th day of the month. Baaloi baasidim is on the 10th day of the month. Elohim can tell you, whoever eats and drinks on the 9th day, my lord of a kosher kilim is on the chiyus as he fasts on the 9th and 10th day. This is actually a difficult gemara to understand. Rashi himself said this gemara follows one opinion in the gemara, but there's another opinion who argues from this very pasuk. We learn out the idea of Tosfos Yom Kippur, but you add. It says you fast on the 9th day, from there you learn out, you have to add. And how come in halacha we pasuk like both? We use the same pasuk in halacha for both, and the gemara clearly says that whoever says this does not say that, and they argue with each other. And yet we bring in halacha that you have to eat and keep it from this pasuk, and we also taste and keep it from this pasuk. Very difficult to understand. The other thing is, as the Olam Farshim asks, what do you mean as if you fasted the 9th, 10th day? You are fasting the 10th day. It's not as if you're fasting the 10th day. It should say, if you eat on the 9th day, it's as if you fasted the 9th day. That's all. What make Ilu is an Bechiva city? So if who answered one of them before Shem answer in Brochus, that if you fast one day, it's very hard. But if you fast 2 days, it's not just double as hard. The second day is much harder than the first day. Because every minute afterwards, you know, it gets more and more difficult. So you're going to get credit not only as if you fasted the 10th day on its own. You're going to get credit as if you fasted the 9th day and as if the 10th day that you fasted followed the 9th day, which is a lot more credit than if you just fasted 10 days on its own. Tell you what, right? Rabbi Yisrael, B'yayim Atan HaShavuos, Amar would say, Avdili Igla Tilsa, not Stam, have a Yom Tov, make me the third-born calf, or a three-month-old calf, and make me that, because that's the juiciest time, and let's go eat and celebrate. Amar used to say, Eloi HaYayimah, had it not been for the day Shavuos, the Kogarim, if not for this day, that caused me to learn Taita, and make me special, Kama Yosef Ikir V'Shukah, how many Yosefs are in the market? Mashari Omer Forshan, talk about it, Yosef is an Anav, what's he going on over here? Bragging. Rav Sheshes. Cold
plot. The whole thing of knowing that Anivus is a minion is from the Torah. That's a minion itself.
Okay, good. Rav Sheshes, cold to loss in Yemen. Every 30 days, Mahadele Talmudei would chazer over the whole Shas. Every 30 days, he went through Shas. The Toli Kabi Ibra the Dosh, and then he would lean against the hinge on the door, or the bolt on the door. And Ba'amad, he would say to himself, Chadoi Navshoi, Chadoi Navshoi. He would say, Sisa b'nei mei. I say, oh, I'm happy. L'cha k'ray, I learned for you. He's talking about himself in third person. And l'cha t'noi, I learned for you. I learned chumash for you. The mishnai for you. I did all for you. Says, but ain't not so. You don't do for me. You do for the world. You do for the Eibishter. If it wouldn't be for us, the world would disappear. Shemar says, im loibrisi, yoyim v'layla. If you guys don't have my bond, day and night, chukash shemayim v'ari, l'samtei, would never create the world. Says the Gemara Mikara, when you start learning, ki ovid, you start learning, you learn for yourself. And then afterwards you do it to save the world. So therefore, that's Pshat over here. Okay, we'll stop over anything tomorrow.
A little interesting.